There were 8 smithies, 8 blacksmiths shoeing horses, and within living memory, I'll tell you where they were. There was one at Kilkenneth, and the one at Kilkenneth had 2 forges, so the 2 blacksmiths working together. There was one on the south shore of Loch Vassapol, Kilmaluag, below the hill, and that was a relative of yours, John.
No.
There were 2 in Cornickbeck. There was one belonged to a man called McCallum, near where Lottie used to stay, you know. There was another one belonging to a man called Hugh McKechern, and our family had the last horse to be shod in that smiddy. We didn't expect that. That was Wee Dapple. Remember my son Drew used to ride that wee pony to school. Hugh McKechern put shoes on him. He opened up the smithy, and it was all there, as if it had been worked the day before. And they tell me it's still like that, the rows and rows of horseshoes, you know. Everything in perfect working order. You can go in there and shoe a horse. If you can shoe a horse. How many folk can shoe a horse? Right, you're moving along a wee bit. There was one at Ballyfeitrish, and I think I'm right to say it's Eklund Lachlan's uncle. Where the Gillespies live. And there was Donald McIntyre Gott, and he still shoes his own horses. He breeds Clydesdales as a hobby. Very nice and lovely hobby, eh? Breeding Clydesdales. And then there was one at Curlis, belonged to a man called Callum MacDonald, away down on the shore, the late Willie McIntosh's uncle. I knew him, he was my first ferryman to go to call. I remember him. Yes. I never know. Where's the next one? Sorabe. A man called Hugh McKinnon, Sorabe. And that makes 8.